Blog Talk Radio.
Conduct Saturday Night Edition. I didn't name it Saturday Night's Party Sexy Time because I did a little impromptu party sexy time this afternoon. It was the Gypsy Shitey Triple X Mass Party Sexy Time. So we got our Party Sexy Time out of the way pretty early on today. So we're back to Disorderly Conduct, and that seems to be an appropriate name for the program, apparently. I've been hearing word around the BTR grapevine that apparently this is the show to be at if you want to crucify people, personalities here on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know who we're gonna crucify tonight, but I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good time. I really, you know what? I'm still kind of wallowing in my drunken stupor from not only holiday festivities that were happening on around the house today, but also this show's all about calls. You don't want to hear about my bullshit. I already have callers on the line. And big ups to my early chatters and listeners, Ken Moore, Chris Jenner, Melinda, Moxie, One Angry Jew, and Steve Rush. Right on. Good to have you folks here. And, One Angry Jew is tearing it up in the chat room. Angry Jew, it'd be great if you could increase the font size and make it bolder. I don't think it's bold right now. If you can make it bold and increase the font size, if at all possible, that would be great. Steve Rush, great to have you here. I'm taking it you're here as a proxy, which rhymes with Moxie, who's my proxy. It's Kris Jenner, bitch. Oh, the Kris Jenner? Are you serious? Like the one from the one that's the mother of the Kardashians? That's fantastic. That's great. Great to have you. I'm a big fan of your husband. Yeah, you are hot. You're a MILF. You're G MILF. Bruce, yeah. Bruce who? Exactly. Yeah, exactly, Kris. That's why you're here. Believe it. All right. Anywho, we're going to go to the lines here. Your calls are the priority. I have a area code 200 on the line. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, who's this? Hello?
Wish I had a
hello?
Dick in my mouth between my tits and up my...
Okay. And moving on, let's go to the 708.
Hey, Vince.
Go ahead, you're live.
What's going on, brother?
Hey,
Vince, what's going on, brother?
Steve.
Nothing. How are
you,
man?
What's happening?
Long
day
for you,
I'm doing okay, man. I'm
in
I don't
recovery
know,
mode from all of the festivities.
Yeah. It's been a hell of a festivus.
Long day.
Yeah. And I already did a show already today.
Really? How'd you fit that in? Jesus Christ.
Exactly. I don't know. They just tell me to go on the air and I do it.
You're a rock star, dude.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Steve?
You know what? I'm kind of... I don't think I want to take on anyone because I don't do that. You know me. If you don't know me, then just say it. But for the last couple of years, I believe that you listened to shows I've been on, and I'm not this angry, mean person. But I see in the chat room all these things being asked about me and said about me because of things that maybe I've said or upset people. So I would love to answer those questions. So that I think that's fair to answer those questions. If they get out of line...
I don't even know what those questions are. Steve, I don't even know what those questions are. What are we talking about?
Nor do I. I think one of your Jew might be mad at me. That's what I'm getting.
Why would one angry Jew be mad at you?
You know, I just did the Debbie Daly show. And anybody who can will attack that show. So, you know, and you've done it too. So, I don't know. I really don't know the answer. I don't know why. He says, nope, that's not the reason. So, I've never said anything negative about the guy. I've only said positive things about you, Debbie Daly, and one angry Jew. Okay? There's multiple people I could be angry at or say negative things about, but I haven't. And it probably be better just to hear instead of just assume, because if I assume that I'm making an ass out of you and me, so.
Okay, we're going to go back to the lines here. I have another caller here. Go ahead, you're on the air. Yeah, 200, area code 200. You're on the air.
Wish I had a big dick in my mouth between my tits and up my cunt right now. Oh.
Sorry, that's my girlfriend. I told her not to call this number. Anyways, big ups to my chat room. Getting lots of chat room love here. Amonet 28, Drac, guest 12, guest 14, guest 2, guest 7. Illuminati, Ken Moore, Kris Jenner. Yes, the one and only Kris Jenner. Melinda, Michael 616, Joaquin, Moxie, One Angry Jew, and Steve Rush. What did Kris Jenner say? I missed it. You guys are talking about me in the chat room. I don't like this. Upload what? A demo song? Oh, my God. What are you doing, Melinda? Anyways, I got a ton of calls here. My switchboard is on fire. If you're on hold, I hope you'll be patient. I'll get to you in just a second. The number's 347-826-7667. Now, where do you upload what? No, dude, Chris Jenner, if you want to, I'll tell you what, if you want to send me something to play on the show, you can send it to me here at my email address. I don't care. It's my personal email. I don't give a shit. It's VTOCCE. That's VTOCCE@gmail.com. I know I should probably change it to VinceInTheBay.com. It's or VinceInTheBay@gmail.com. Send it there, and I'll play it on my show. If you want to give any shouts out, shouts out. How do you? What's the plural of shouting out? Shouts out or shout outs? That might have to be the topic of conversation for our first hour. If you want to join the panel, it's 347-826-7667. Oy vey is right, Jill. Yeah, this is great. So this is going to turn into another, I guess, Blog Talk Radio Gossip Fest, which is cool, I guess. Would love it if there was some other pending topic that was a little more different. No offense to Steve. No offense to One Angry Jew. No offense to Debbie Daly. I'm going to keep you guys on. We're going to talk. Don't worry. You're going to air your grievances. But I'm leaving the lines open to anybody else who wants to call in and steer the conversation in another way. Anywho, BTR is just falling apart. It's out of control. People are just the conspiracies are rampant, and people are just getting pissed off and upset, and the feelings are getting hurt, and people are ignoring people and not talking to people and slandering people on their shows, and then listening to other shows where people are being slandering them back, and then they're replaying that on their shows. You know, it's just, come on, people. Come on. What are we, cable news? Give me a break. I mean, it's good. It's gossip. It's gossip. It's fun. I get it. But, I don't know. I think we're cannibalizing ourselves here. And, essentially, BTR wins. In the end, BTR is going to win, and all we're doing here is just cannibalizing ourselves as we go off to slaughter. People are bitter and pissed off because they're going to have to either pay or have to do a half-hour show, and I'm one of them. And I understand your rage, and we shouldn't be channeling our rage against each other. We should be Can you imagine if we were able to harness the power of all of these BTR people who are pissed off at each other and direct it all at BTR itself? What if we all just simultaneously, in a one act of solidarity, on February 1st, all deleted our accounts and moved to TalkShoe? That's what needs to be done here. Not any of this bullshit back and forth and back and forth. Debbie said this, and One Angry Jew said that, and Jane said this. Jane, I'm sorry I had Jane on the show for so goddamn long last night going off on Debbie. No offense to Jane or Debbie. I'm sure it was intriguing to some people. Obviously, Debbie was intrigued by it, and obviously, Jane was intrigued because she, if I didn't cut off my show, she would have kept on going. And I don't really, you know, I like some of the gossip, but when it just absolutely dominates everything and people start like getting feelings hurt and start pulling out their hair, it starts to become unfun. All right. And I'm going to take a little break. We're going to all let off a little bit of steam. You people are going to keep doing your thing in the chat. And I'm going to bring back Steve and whoever else is here in a second. And whoever else wants to join me, 347-826-7667. That was so hard earlier today. I was doing the show under a different account. And I kept wanting to say that number. I've, like, memorized that number. It's, like, fucking, like, emblazoned in my brain. Oh, my God. Melinda, you're out of control. Is this going to be the new thing, Melinda? You're gonna demand that I play a song for you every show? Like, I'm not fucking Superman. I know it seems like it. But, you know, I played that show for you. That was a Christmas present to you earlier, Melinda. I played that song for you earlier. Consider that a Christmas present. Don't consider that like a new precedent, all right? God, you people are... Oh, and by you people, yes, I mean what you think I mean. All right, 347-826-7667. Join me here. Join my panel. Moxie, please save me. Please, I implore you. Don't make me have to... all right, never mind. I'm just going to shut the fuck up and play some music here. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. If you don't want to join me, well then...
But the way you play your game ain't fair. I picture the fool one for your dad. Yes, it is.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, this is back here with you. And opening up the panel now. And B-Mac, what's up?
What's going down, man?
Nothing. I'm tired of watching basketball, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of OD'd on it, too, man.
I didn't even finish watching the Warrior game. That's my hometown team. That's how tired of basketball I was. Yeah, man. How was your Christmas, bro?
Oh, man, it was good, man. You know, a lot of love, man. That's what it's about. Got my daughter here, man. That's the bottom line.
At the end of the day, the bottom line is, it is what it is. And that's real talk.
Real talk. And that's the butt-naked truth.
Ruth. Right on, man. Oh, dude, you missed the show we were on. Was it last night or the night before?
Yeah, I got on it last night when they were talking about Debbie Daly and all that and their boobs on the,
no,
table
and
all that.
Yeah. Oh, the boobs on the table thing, yeah. I still want to see that.
Me too.
That's the only reason why I care about this gossip is I want to see naked stuff. I want to see evidence.
Me too. At least you honest. So, men try to camouflage things that they do. Just say it. Like you said, sort of it is what it is. You know?
Right.
That's it. Try to get porn. Try to get laid. Some type of way.
Hey, Moxie,
so how much
what's
has this CTR show got you laid?
Hang on a second. Wait, I'm going to bring Moxie on. Moxie, are you there?
I'm here. What it do, guys?
Moxie, what's going down?
Not too much. Doing well.
Just another Saturday night.
That's just it. Another day for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we're going to move on here, and we got some more callers here. Oh, wait, people are dropping off. People are popping on and dropping off like crazy. We do have people listening. If you want to join the panel, just press 1, raise your hand, and I'll bring you on. Once again, if you're not familiar with BTR, you press 1, I bring you on, and that's how it works. And Melinda just left my room, did she? Or she came back? Okay. Said she left my room. If you leave my room, you're in trouble because you just sent me something, which I'm having a hard time downloading. You might have to send it to me again. But Melinda, see, that's the thing is, once you feed the animals, they keep coming back for more. Earlier today on the thing we did earlier, I don't even know if I would consider that a show.
Vince and the Yay?
No, it was, VMAC. I did a show earlier today called... And I did it under the name Vince on that Yay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so if you're bored, you want to check out my Christmas special, it was today, this afternoon. Go to BTR, search for Vince on that Yay. Get a little bonus treat there for you for the holidays. Anywho, let's
check it out.
Now that we have VMAC here, it's a good time to do our roll call. chat room so far here in early on, we have Amonate28, Drac, Guest19, Guest2, Guest7, Illuminati, Ken Moore, Chris Jenner, Melinda, Moxie, One Eyed Jew, Showing, Steve Rush, and Bobby, Uncle Bobby. And of course, the one and only, your girl Callie. Good times. We have some solid BTR brethren in the chat. Plus, we have a new listener tonight, Chris Jenner. Yes, the Chris Jenner in the chat room.
Yep.
Hey, Moxie, did I tell you that I'm now friends on BTR with Bill Clinton?
No way.
He added me as a friend on BTR.
I am so impressed. You are my new hero.
I'm
serious.
I bet you I bet you he lets me onto his show next time he does a show. So if you guys are out there, you should all follow on BTR Bill Clinton. I'm not shitting you. This is real talk. Bill Clinton is on BTR. If you didn't know that, this is another thing that was uncovered by our man in the inside, Cowpoke. Anyways, I got to open we have another panelist with here that I'm going to invite on. Goofy Bone, what's going down, brother?
Hey, what's popping, everybody? Merry Christmas.
What up, GB?
Hey, what's popping, V? Merry Christmas, brother.
Oh, same to you, man.
Well, Goofy Bone, you're famous now on the Debbie Daly Network, just by the way.
Why,
your voice was broadcast to over 8 million listeners in the vast Debbie Daly network.
And what happened?
Well, earlier today, the show we had last night was apparently a real hoot. And I meant to do it before the show started. I'll do it at some point. But apparently it was pretty popular in the archive version as opposed to the live version. And it was so popular that Debbie Daly rebroadcast it on her show. And parts of it with you on there, dude.
Oh, so was I talking shit?
No, you sounded great, man. You actually sounded like you sounded like a really intelligent, objective third party.
No.
You came off as like a third, as like a pundit, as like you were. No, not a communist. You were like Switzerland, dude. You were neutral.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Deb Daly for broadcasting me sounding so wonderful. So what happened? Everybody's hating me now, and am I the bad person?
No. They're trying to suck you into this, though. You know what I found out?
I'm guilty by association. Deb Daly,
hey,
don't
exactly.
Pull the shit on me because I will
right.
tear
That's
your network
right. You're going
down,
down,
girl.
No. You're coming down with the whole house of cards, bro. And it all starts at the top. At the very top, it's. I found out today it's Jane. I thought it was One Angry Jew, but
G.I.
turns
Jane
out,
from last night.
She is. Now we were talking about how One Angry Jew is like George Soros of BTR. It's Jane.
George, I don't even know the fuck you're talking about, but I mean, One Angry Jew is an angry Jew. But I mean, fuck.
Oh, and he is single-handedly going to take down BTR, according to Debbie Daly.
Who? One Angry Jew was supporting BTR. He was calling us sissies and all that other shit because we were crying about BTR bullshitting us because, you know, we're the ones that brought BTR its listeners, fame, money, and all these other stupid commercials you see on the side that keep playing. We brought that to BTR, not BTR itself. We did.
We own Alan Levy's estate, so we get a chunk
Levy.
Of that.
Fuck Tom Cashman or whatever his fucking name is. Fuck
Dan.
All of them. That's all I got to say.
Dan Cashman.
But anyways, if Deb Daly's putting me in this mess of me talking shit about her, and if this is recorded, you're listening to the stupid show, because I'm telling you right now, don't fucking get me in this shit, Deb, because I will be your fucking worst nightmare. And I'm dead serious.
I
have no problems with anybody on BTR except for those people. But, I mean, I don't even think that exists anymore. But, I mean, shit. If Jeff Daly really wants to play and put me in this fucking democracy,
I'm
going to go crazy.
But she got a problem with my boy Vince. And all I got to say, Debbie, you're a whore. I take up my business,
and I
can do anything, say anything to me. I don't care. You know who I am. I own damn radio. Hoodfellas Radio, Sports Uncut. You can find me anywhere. VMAC
right.
The Hoodfellow on Facebook. Debbie, you a whore.
Yeah.
Back up.
And with that said, let's all light up a bleezy and burn one down to verbal ventilation from VMAC.
Yeah. That's a classic right there.
Ventilation right here on your Saturday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your host for the next, let's call it an hour and 25. If you want to join me here, the number's 347-826-7667. We can add you to the panel here and talk about the first thing that pops up, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, that was Verbal Ventilation from DMAC, who's on our panel tonight. Before I bring back my panel, I want to thank all my lovely chatters in the chatty chat, chit chit chat room, namely AMONA28, aka Amy, my producer, which I sorely missed her this evening. And last evening and the evening before that, Amy hasn't called in a long time. So, Amy, you should check in at some point. That would be preferable. Welcome, D. Lexus. Drac. Guest 2, guest 37 with the Cookie Monster icon, which I instinctively associate with Iconoclast TX, who is not in my chat room. So the person, guest 37, whoever you are, thank you for listening. My good friend, Illuminati, the sexy and talented Illuminati, she's being very quiet and sleeping over there in the corner. I'm sure she's being naughty. Maybe she wants to join me here on the air. There's plenty of room. The panel, the switchboard is lit up here. I'm going to get back to my my phone calls here in a second, but if I get through the chat room here. What else do we have here? Yes, the lovely and talented Illuminati, Ken Moore. Thank you, Ken, for stopping by. Ken always adds a little something-something. Usually he has got a link or something. And speaking of the master of the links, Melinda. Melinda, great to have you here, honey. Glad you've decided to stick it out. Moxie, Ms. Ghost, One Angry Jew, Patriot Greg, Shellwig, Steve Rush, Uncle Bobby, UPS driver, and your girl, Callie. What up, Callie? Callie, you should be on the air, I think, for some reason. I don't know why you're not here. Maybe we scheduled. Did we book you for tomorrow, Callie? I don't know when we... I can't... See, the thing is, between my producer and all the production people here, I don't know who's booked what day. Moxie.
Yes, sir.
What's the deal? Do you think Iconoclast TX is lurking somewhere in the chat room? Now he's UPS driver.
Oh, interesting. No, I don't think he is. He was trying to pop some cake or something last night. I think he's doing all that Christmas stuff.
Okay. Bottom line, I miss UPS driver. I mean, I miss Iconoclast TX. He's just like gone to MIA for like 2 weeks. He's not doing shows or anything.
You're kidding.
That's suspect.
Vacation? Paid vacation?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So what are the chances? All right. Should we lay it? I guess I have to call. I have to basically call this guy Cowpoke and get in order to get him on my show, huh? We got to get him. I got to get
around.
Him on my show.
He was around.
You saw him
earlier.
Around, like really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man, I got to get that guy on my show.
He's amazing.
I want to dedicate the whole show to him though. Just me and him, one on one, like. Frost Nixon.
Yes, exactly.
Same thing. Me and him, mano y mano, for the 2 hours, for the duration.
Just a sit down between the two of you.
Yeah.
And you can just,
yep.
You know, get
yep.
it, those really deep, difficult questions in. That'll be great.
The gloves are off. The gloves are off.
Yeah. Google is your friend.
That's right, kids. If anything, if there's anything else you'll learn in life, the thing that's going to save you most is knowing that Google is your friend.
You'd have to call the show that. Ooh, sorry.
What? What?
That would have to be the name of the show. Google is your friend, and then it would just be your sit down.
Yeah, he should.
With
yeah.
Cowpote.
Hey, Uncle Bobby, you got to call it, man. You know, I know what everybody thinks of Debbie Daly and what everybody thinks of One Angry Jew, except there's certain people I haven't heard them chime in on. Like, we just heard VMAC and Goofy go in on Debbie. I didn't realize I didn't realize VMAC had the pent-up rage for Debbie. That was kind of crazy. But I'd like to get Uncle Bobby's take. Uncle Bobby, to me, is a good bellwether as far as like where popular opinion is. He's kind of got the swing vote. And now he's talking about Bill Clinton. Oh yeah, we got to get Bill Clinton on the show too. Not only do we have to get Cowpote on the show, we have to get Bill Clinton too. You're right. I forgot about that. First things first. Oh man, we got a lot of work to do here. All right, Steve, I've had you on hold for a while. What's on your mind now? What do you think?
You know what? I'm sitting here thinking that there's so many angry issues, and I completely agree with you, by the way, that this shit has to go away. It absolutely has to go away, and the host should be host. And they should be endured, and we'll have great shows, and people should enjoy it. In fact, I wrote everything down that you said, every word. I wrote it all down. And I sit here and I listen to hatred and violence, and people, not on your show, but throughout the day, that I wasn't working. And why is that? Why do we have people who just want to hate, you know, pushing towards just anger? I mean, and obviously, if we look at our society right now, that's what sells. So is that it? Are we going towards numbers? I really don't know what it is, but attacking people that really don't deserve to be attacked, in my opinion, my humble opinion, I should say, it's kind of nuts. I mean, we're attacking people that are good people, smart people, who want to have a good show or want to do some good things. Maybe you don't agree with them, but regardless of that, the fact is the fact that they're trying to do the good things. So I really don't get that, and I agree with you when you said why the attacks on everyone. I mean, and stop it. Just if you have a good show, do a good show. Period.
Hello?
VMAC, go ahead.
Yeah, man. Basically, hey, it's easier to hate than to love. Like I said, it's easier to be stupid than be smart, than use your intellect. And, you know, hatred and stupidity and childishness versus maturity and love and being smart fails to get you numbers. When you're speaking, you know, about things that make sense and, you know, they call it a boring, dry show. Oh, God, I heard this before, blah, blah, blah. But when you get on there and just spew something out of your mouth that absolutely makes no sense, it's about publicity. And, you know, people go by that because BPR is just like any other TV show, hip-hop, anything, you know. Vince could have never talked to Debbie. Debbie could have never talked to none of these guys. Angry Jew could have had his own show and never talked to Vince. And somebody still would have singled these people out to pick on them, especially when they're not even picking on them. And the reason I say what I say is because, like I say, I don't know her. I don't like people that do that.
You know what I'm saying? And Vince a cool guy. Vince don't pick on nobody. Joke around. He have a good show. He's been on here for years. And then, you know, these people come picking on him and stuff. That's one of the reasons I say it, because that's my homeboy. He might don't want to say it, but I'll say it. And that's like I said, that's when I can be the angry black man, when somebody pick on my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She can go there with me because I enjoy beef. I enjoy drama because I make a life of living hell on BCR. I do it in rap and I can do it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? That's why I gave her all my IP addresses and everything. I don't mind. They can kick me off of beef. I could care less because my show don't end February 1st anyway, so it doesn't matter. I just don't like people picking on people that's not doing nothing. Pick on somebody that's gonna fight with you back. That's what people need to do. You know, it's BTR bullies on here. That's all basically what it is, my guy.
All right. I got another caller here I got to get on. I got a few more callers I got to get on. I'm going to go to the 856. Now you're on the air. What's up?
What's up, Vince? It's Uncle Bobby, brother.
Yeah, Uncle Bobby.
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much, dude. I'm really glad you called in, man. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. No problem. Yeah, you know, I heard you say to call in, so I figured I'd call in. I don't chime in about the Debbie Daly thing because I don't know who she is. I have no clue. I've never heard her show. I don't, you know, she doesn't sound like a very nice person from what I hear from this show and Lady Slugger. You know, I know you. I know Lady Slugger. I know Goofy Bone. But, you know, that's about it, really. Dalton.
Right.
You know, I don't really know her show. I don't listen to her show. I've never. What is it on? What's her category?
I think it's supposed to be self-help, right? Moxie, am I right? Or.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, she gives advice and stuff. I don't have a problem with Debbie. I just want to state that for the record.
She's like, this is what I look at Debbie. This is what I think of Debbie. I think she's kind of like, she's like a life coach on BTR. She does like a life coach show. And since recently her life coaching show has been interrupted by some BTR ongoing gossip and shit-talking back and forth.
Like your boy was saying, it's probably getting her publicity, so she's just rolling with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Of course. That's why anybody would roll with it. But I don't know where I'm going with it. I have more calls to take. Goofy's back with us. Goofy, what do you think, man?
Hey, so does this mean that she's going to play clips of me all the damn time?
I don't know. You should call into her show and ask her yourself.
it's childish. My show's not going to be on the air any more longer, so, I mean, give me all the publicity you fucking need. I mean, it don't bother me. You know what I mean?
I want to talk about that, too. Where's everybody going? I don't understand. Because you can only do a half hour?
Yeah.
Doc everybody... Shoe.
What?
I'm going somewhere where...
Doc Shoe.
Where the people can hear more music. You know what I mean? Because I'm for the independent artist. I push out indie music. So a half an hour, what the fuck is that? I could barely wipe my ass in a half an hour.
Yeah, I'm trying to condition myself now. I'm already doing shows for a half hour. You know what I mean? I'm already figuring out ways around the switchboard, too. That makes me the most mad.
But you know what? There's a way around
switchboard.
That.
The switchboard?
If you use your brain,
I know. I already figured it out. All you got to do is put everything on one clip. One or two clips. You just put it all. You run. I did a whole show on one clip the other day.
That's not the way, but I mean.
Well, it's one way, right?
it's a way, but I mean, there's a way that you could totally bypass it, and believe me, just use your brain. You'll figure it out.
Well, the half-hour thing, they can't control it now. How are they going to be able to control it? You won't be able to do the live thing, but you could still do the streaming probably, I think. I don't think they're going to be able to fix that. You know how you can still run your show over, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're going to be able to fix that. I mean, if they could, then why wouldn't they have fixed it a long time ago? Because I could do it too. Go ahead, Vin, sorry.
I was just going to say, you basically, people who for the last 2, 3, 4 years, for some people almost 4 years, people are used to doing live shows for 2 hours plus an extra hour overtime for free. And now they have to get used to doing a half hour live only during certain times, and that gets extended to an hour as an archive thing for download. So it's like a drastic change for a lot of people. And so they have reason to be upset. And they're getting hoodwinked with this deal, $29.99. And at the same time, it's an insult to people who are paying $39.99, getting the equivalent service. But now these people are going to get it for 25% cheaper. BTR is just all around just fucking with people.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
just
like
fucking
that they
with their
did that.
Or subscription base.
I think
what we need to do, what needs to happen is all the disgruntled BTR people, just on February 1st, delete your account. Don't let it sit there. Because your account staying there, what it does, it allows them to tell potential investors, look how many subscribers we have. And you're going to be a number they're going to be able to put down as free subscribers and listeners. Okay? And if you delete your account, they won't be able to use that. And if enough people do it, let's say there's like, you know, 300 people that are like us on BTR. I think that's being very conservative. 300 people all on February, you know, 300 people all on February 1st, all just delete their accounts at the same time. That's going to hurt. That's going to hit them. That's
no,
the only way we can hit them.
Vince, because then the trolls are going to run in and they're going to register all the abandoned names. Vince in the Bay will suddenly be trolling. Moxie will be trolling.
I don't care about that. That's not my problem, though. That's not my problem.
But
though.
You know what the thing
I'm
is?
Gone.
Is that what pisses
I'm
me
gone.
Off is like, we're over here.
Sorry, say that again, Goofy. I didn't hear you. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying the thing that pisses me off is that we're doing this thing for free. None of us are asking for money. But yet, they have commercials that ruin our shows on the sides. Those commercials aren't cheap. $5,000 an average commercial for something like that. So, I mean, come on. Use your brain. These people are trying to make, they're making money. But what's wrong with making double?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just beef up the pot. Like, if they want more subscribers for the premium, they should have just, I think they did it the nasty way, like the fucked up way, like, you know, robbing. You already gave it to, that's like taking free shit. Like, you give somebody something, they're into givers. You gave you something, oh, well, now we want it back. You know what I mean? Like, they could have just beefed up the pot.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I agree 100%.
Or they could have just left it the way it was. They could have left it the way it was. We were grandfathered in. We were just
no,
grandfathered
but I'm gonna
in.
Pay, but I'm going to be talking a lot of shit, and I don't want to hear them because I get a lot of emails from them. So it's like, I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Well, I'm still on the fence. If I do pay, yeah, I'm going to expect something to change. And if it's just the same crappy service, then I'm gone. I think what I'm going to do is I'm gonna bite. I'm gonna take the $29.99. I'm gonna try the first month free, see what it's like. What's BTR like?
For
if it
free.
Doesn't, if I'm, yeah, exactly. And then if I don't like it, I'm just gonna jump ship, you know. And you know, I feel like why not bargain? Why don't we say $9.99? You know, that's what I think it's worth.
Nice.
$5.99 and $9.99 is what I think
it's
worth. Yeah,
$5. I wouldn't even go $99. $5.
I would go $10. I would pay
$10. Yeah, I'd do $10 a month.
Yeah, that's nice. I'd do $10. I'd do $10 easy. I don't even got a job I can afford that.
I know, right?
Exactly.
But I mean $10 times 12, so So they're going to make a... You'll be making your money. No one will be complaining, and everything will be A-okay. But
yeah, because they got to be... They got to be making. I think they're being greedy. They got to be making money off these fucking ads.
The commercials. I'm telling you, because I had an investor that wanted to invest on my show, but we had to get Blog Talk Radio all involved and stuff. And you know, one of the commercials was like $2,000. But
yeah.
In the end, Blog Talk did the calculation, and I'd be only getting like $36 from the $2,000. So, I mean, I said, hell no.
That was generous. Wow, they gave you something?
No, they were going to, but it was up to me if I wanted it on my show. But I know they probably backdoored me and called them, because I just declined that. I'm like, why would they take that?
$36.
Goofy, your line keeps cutting in and out, dude. You should try calling back. Because seriously, like every 10 seconds, it cuts out for 10 seconds. If you guys want to join us here on the panel, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay kicking it here with Uncle Bobby and VMAC and Goofy Bone and oh, geez, who else we got here? Oh, we got Steve. Steve, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve's on the line. And one angry Jew has left the building. Wow.
I was hoping to come back. I was hoping he'd come back.
He might come back. I was eventually going to put the Jew on. I wasn't going to shut him out the whole time. I did do a Jew-free show earlier. And no, seriously. I mean, we talked about the Jew and we chatted about the Jew, but you didn't actually hear him on my show. My Christmas show is Jew-free Christmas.
Yeah, I missed that one. I was there last night. He was on that one. He was on the panel and everything, wasn't he? Last night. He was called in.
Last night. Yeah.
He was talking endlessly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was last night. He was there last night. I was trying to I was trying to see if I could get through a full hour with him on hold and see if I could make it all the way through. And we were 2 minutes away from it.
Well done,
and,
man. Well done.
Yeah, and I thought... I thought I could get a whole hour through and then bring him in the second hour, but I guess that wasn't enough. His tipping point was 58 minutes, not 60.
He just left.
What, Steve?
He just left.
Yeah.
He got bored.
Did you free Christmas, foot kids. Enjoy. Congratulations on me.
Vince, you know he's going to stick Jane on you now. You're in big trouble.
Oh, you know what? I hope there's a show that... Why won't Vince in the Bay unmute me on his show? Is he working with Debbie Daly now? How long has he been working with the Skype assholes?
He did
espionage.
He's shut out the Jew for two straight shows. That's the equivalent of 4 hours of airtime straight. No Jew.
Jewless.
Jewless. Jew-free.
Jewless,
ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is Jew-free. Brought to you in part by our good friends down at XXXBunker.com, where you can get pretty much any porno you can find for free at XXXBunker.com. It's
as
a great service. I'm sorry, Steve?
It's as long as it's Jewless.
No, they got Jew shit in there, too.
Yeah, I don't mind
really?
Jews in a porno. They're okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
that doesn't bother me.
I like a lot of Jewish actresses in the biz. Yeah, so never mind that. Anyways, XXXBunker.com, your one-stop shop for your porn addiction. And I want to thank my panel for hanging tight here. We're going to go into the second hour. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay.
Am I still live?
You're still live, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you paused me.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But I am going to pause you right now to take this break and come right back these messages.
to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, Vince of the Bay, back with you. As we launch into hour number two, I want to bring on my producer, Amy. Amy, how's
hey,
it going?
Vince. It's going.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas?
It was okay until now.
Just okay.
Now it's amazing. You put it over the top.
Right.
Just your presence alone made it go from okay to amazing.
I'm good.
You are. That's why you're my producer. And I want everybody to know that if you're calling in, the number, of course, 347-826-7667 usually helps to put one before that, unless you're in the New York area code or whatever 347 is. I don't even know where that is. And if you do call in, if you're a first-time caller, remember when you call in, you have to press number one to join us here in the chat. Yes, press number one, numero uno, to join us. And I have my panel back here with me. It is, of course, Uncle Bobby. And
hi, here.
Moxie.
Yep.
And VMAC.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve Rush.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. All right. And we have one more caller here. Let me go to this call. 23, area code 234. You're on the air.
Cactus. Sorry.
I knew it. It was it's the cactus crew. Knew it.
I just did that up for a joke.
You got us. You totally pricked us. Is that what cactuses do? Isn't that what cactuses do?
They do. They're pricked.
They are so gonna take down the Skype assholes and the Bill Wagner crew. Just
God
record.
God, I pray.
The cactus
pray
people.
So.
The cactus
yes.
people.
They're so out for blood with the Skype assholes and the BWC.
All right. I can dig it.
They have my vote.
Yeah. So if anybody else wants to join us here with the cactus crew, the lines are open. Feel free to join us at any time. It's 347-826-7667. Oh, man. It's almost time for it. It's time to start thinking about New Year's, right?
Oh.
Yes.
Anybody doing
New Year's stuff? It's
time to think about New Year's. And New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, that's all week I'm going to be talking about that.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up, Steve?
What is your resolution?
No relationships with me. That's mine. No relationships. I will not be in an intimate relationship. I'll be in an intimate, but I will not be in a committed relationship with a woman in 2011.
No, all right. We have no commitment. All right, I wrote that down. All right, Vince, yours?
To get laid by approximately 50 supermodels this year.
All right. Reaching for the stars, Vince.
50 whores. 50 whores. Young lady, what's her name? I'm sorry.
Which one?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What are your 50? You know. What's your resolution?
Mine is to only listen to Vince in the Bay. Nobody else.
Exclusion.
So.
Exclusive. I was drinking.
Limit to Vincent by the Bay. So that I'm writing it down. I swear to God, I made it. Call me back later, and I'll tell you. All right, so
No. She's gonna call me back a little later, and we'll find out what that is.
Send them some pictures.
Oh my God.
That's how it works, hon. I'm sorry, you know, because you sound beautiful. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, you're gorgeous. You sound like an angel. So send Vince some pictures. Vince's a really good looking guy. So I mean. Maybe there's some magic there. We may have made a Christmas miracle.
Oh my God.
Don't listen to them. They just want your cactus.
Possibly, but you never know. Vince is a good-looking guy. She's hot as hell by vocals, and I think that if they mix them up, there might be magic. So, what do you think, Vince?
I'm down, bro. I'm game for just about anything. It doesn't work out. What do you want?
Get the 411.
I want
information.
A cactus.
You want
yeah.
a cactus?
I mean, if worse comes to worse, I can settle for the cactus.
Why?
Why not?
It's a cactus.
It's
why not?
You're a good-looking guy. I mean, you never should ever listen. You're like me. You never said
no.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually not really like you at all. I want that to be the record to be said straight there. I'm nothing like Steve. I have nothing against Steve, nor do I want to press anything against Steve. I in no way resemble Steve Rush whatsoever. The only way I might resemble him is that I have an affinity for the band Rush, and that genre of music as well. But that's where the similarities end.
Well, hold on. How old are you? What were you saying?
I'm 37.
All right, I'm 44. So I'm old. Full head of hair, good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I've always been called a good-looking guy my entire life.
Okay.
All right.
And
so,
your point?
So, I'm just saying that we kind of match up, except for your age, you fucker.
Well, if that's the criteria, I probably match up with about
7 million people.
Probably half of the people in my chat room.
All right. So I'm trying to find you a piece of ass that you love.
Oh, you're trying to pimp me. That was kind of a weird way to pimp me. I don't know.
I went the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, dude.
101 sex is hard.
I'm good. I got Amy here with me. I got Moxie here with me. I got the Cactus Crew.
Cactus.
What else do I need, really? If I need some sort of some counseling as far as like finding a female companion, I'm sure I can rely on them as my consultants to point me in the right direction.
It must be true because you know what? You have a lot of friends, and that's very helpful.
Can girls get dudes laid? Like, because I had a couple female friends that were just friends and never had sex. And every time they tried to do that, it was like, I don't know, I got the vibe that the other girl that, you know, was like, oh, well, she's trying to pawn him off on me. You know what I mean? Like, does that actually work? Like, if you could walk around
yes.
with girls, will they get you pussy?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Times 10, yes.
No, because the girl will assume that that's your partner.
Well, she's like, oh, you should get with him. He's such a nice guy. Or you should get with him. He's got a big cock or whatever the fuck. Whatever angle she's going for to, you know, get the girl to like him. I just feel like, yeah, you know.
I've had relations with girls so many times by guys who just, you know, I have the fondest one. It's not fair because I'm a rock drummer and a lead singer in a vocalist band. So we had a lot of groupies. So a lot of girls came in through and went through that. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. But yes, he's right. Yes, you can get a girl from another friend's girl.
Okay, if you really want a girl to like you, just show her your cactus, your big, thorny cactus.
That's true. That does it for me.
That's wrong.
That works.
That's
wrong.
What I always say.
Yeah.
I say that's wrong. What I say wrong.
That's actually an old wives' tale, pretty much.
No, it's not.
Vince, I disagree. I believe that the way that you get a girl to bed is showing her that you're so emotional. Reverse everything that you ever heard, testosterone, and show her emotions.
Oh my
be
god!
Sensitive.
No, they don't like that.
No.
They don't like that. They'll
Make
say they like
fire.
That. They're lying. They're lying.
I don't want that at all. I want a
Are
guy
you, I,
who shows me that he's in charge and he's not some.
So you like a bad boy, right?
Or he likes
you,
to cuddle.
Girls
you
just
like
huge 8-foot-long cacti.
Yes.
you like a bad
I'm
boy.
I'm telling you, this cactus movement's gonna catch on. You watch out. You tease now. You tease now, but you just stick around. You'll see.
I just think a cactus wouldn't be appealing, Vince. Like you say, yeah, I got
I know,
this cactus.
Yeah.
You want it? It's dangerous.
my penis is 7.5 inches, so I'm like a cactus. I'm like I miss it, so I'm losing. So I have to gain some ground somewhere. All right, so girls, let me ask you this. All right, if a guy is real smooth and he loves you and he's trying to be real sweet to you, and he comes up with some stupid line like, I have a 8-foot cactus. You're going to walk away. No?
Not if you see the eight foot cactus.
If your penis looks like a cactus, you need to go to the doctor. Let me just say that right now.
Good
I just
point.
Want to put that out
exactly.
there.
Thank you. Hey, amen, brother. Amen. All right. Hey, I got another caller. We're going to bring this 111 on the air. You are live. Identify yourself.
Yo, it's Metal Talk.
Metal Talk.
What's up?
Nothing. We're just having an oval table discussion here with my panel. You're on with us. Steve well, you're not a chick, so your question, you don't really apply to Steve's question. But, hey, man. First time I've had you on my show. Why don't you tell me really quick about Metal Talk Radio and what you're all about?
And tell us about cacti.
Okay.
And somehow incorporate cacti into it as well.
Okay. Well, I don't normally let people play with themselves, but I mean, I don't know what's up with the cactus crap. But yeah, you gotta explain that real quick. I don't. What's going on with the cactus?
I think it means penis.
I have no idea. This is a new thing that just happened tonight. I really have. You know, this is a call-in show. It's probably not the wisest idea to do a late night call-in show on BTR and have people call in and actually leave them on the air and let them talk. But hey, you know, I like to play fact, fast, and loser. And tonight, hey, you know what? Actually, honestly, I'm happy it's cactus tonight and not the N-word or anything else repeated over and over.
Right.
If it's cactus, I'm going with it. And you know what? He's being cool. He's being subtle. He's interjecting at the right time. I don't have to mute him. So tonight it's cactus. What do you want? Cool.
So is cactus juice inappropriate, or are we going too far with that?
That's fine. No, hey.
Okay.
Anyways, tell us quickly, Metal Talk Radio, what's it all about?
Okay, we talk about pretty much everything, but, you know, we try to stick to music. I play stuff that I'm probably not supposed to, and I got in trouble for. It's pretty good. I'm trying to keep it going. I haven't been doing it for like 2 months, so I didn't have that much, so I haven't done it, but I'm trying to figure out when to put it on to get some views. When is the best time?
Before February 1st.
You know what? Yeah.
Just saying.
There you go.
Good
yeah,
point.
That's a good answer, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, dude. I mean, I just pick a time. Like, I'm a late night person, and I like a lot of the late night shows, and I've fallen in love with a lot of them as a listener, and eventually, you know, you're gonna if you listen to different shows on BTR and get around enough, you know, you're gonna find a lot of shows you like, and you're gonna have a hard time figuring out where you want to position yourself, and ultimately, you just gotta find a time that feels right for you, that works, and just build up a listenership and get your name out there. I don't know.
Cool.
I like late at night. I like late at night just because I'm naturally just a nocturnal person. And there's less competition late at night. You know, there's less shows, so the listeners.
Yeah,
I mean, there's less listeners too. But I mean, there's definitely a lighter selection. So by default,
the events are at each other at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that was one of my biggest live shows where people actually came in at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was weird. I had no clue that people were going to be up at that time.
Yeah, there's really when we were talking about the naked underbelly of BTR, that's really the late night crew, and the late night crew thinks that they bring. No offense, because I'm a part of it, but I think there's a little bit of hubris that the late night crew has, where they think they kind of like they're like holier than thou, and they're getting really shafted here, and I do feel that way, but. Ultimately, bottom line, BTR is not going to miss us. They're not going to miss us at all. We represent a teeny tiny sliver of their bottom line. And, you know, yeah, they probably wish that they could have everybody on here for free, but it didn't work. So they're like trying to keep the ship afloat. And
right.
You know, ultimately it'd be better if like a Google bought it and like threw a bunch of money at it and revamped it and made it sleek and stable and more user-friendly and more intuitive and more just, you know, web 2.0 or 3.0 or wherever the fuck we are. But you know what I mean? Like, because there's something, they're onto something, but they need better bandwidth. The quality needs to be better too. Even though it's just talk radio, it could still be better quality. And for somebody like you who's playing metal music, especially music shows, I kind of feel bad for people who their show is playing music. I mean, the quality's not that bad, you know? It's like podcast quality,
saying.
I guess, or whatever. But you know, whatever. The fidelity's not the greatest. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I got a system set up right now where I can hook up like my music directly into the computer, so it kind of gets away from the whole, you know, how the sound quality and crap is. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them from myself. I got to go back and check my archives real quick, but I'm pretty sure that it helps out a little bit when I do that. But we don't play.
I went through the speakers. That's what, before I knew how to work the switchboard. I used to play with the speakers. It didn't even sound that bad then. You know?
Yeah.
As long as you're not on a laptop. Sometimes if you're on a laptop, like my boy's got a laptop and he couldn't play nothing because he can't hear it when he tried to play it back. That's what I'm going to have to do when they fucking cut the switchboard off. I'll just play shit right through the speakers. I don't give a fuck. They'll kick me off. If they kick me off, they kick me off.
Thank you. Very nice.
Dude, I had some of the most awesome little sound effects, but oh my god, I got in so much trouble.
With who? Who'd you get in trouble with?
They call you? They
No, dude, like the administrator like came in and I couldn't kick him or nothing, and then like right after that she banned me for like a week.
What were the sound effects?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Where
were they?
It said like get out. It said the N-word like a couple times. I don't know. That might have been it.
Oh, there you go. But that's
yeah.
weird though, because people randomly call in and say the N-word a lot, and you can't control that.
Yeah, that's
I guess
that
you
was
can,
five callers,
I guess
right?
You can, I guess you can control playing the N-word though by putting it on your switchboard.
Yeah. I had Wayne's World stuff too, but I had a lot of funny stuff, dude. Like I had like Family Guy stuff, just stuff you don't hear all the time. It's awesome.
So what kind of music? You play metal bands, but what like unsigned metal bands, or what is it?
We get like people off MySpace, like unsigned people, and we usually play them on there. And I play like, personally, I like black metal and stuff like that, you know, heavy stuff. You know, metal's a light term, but yeah, I'll get like unsigned people and play their play their music and have them like, you know, come on and, you know, tell them what they play and, you know, all that crap. So, yes, I try not to play music the whole time because I hate it when you go to listen to music and all the poetry crap. I hate that, dude. Like, all the poetry crap on here. I cannot stand it. What's up with that?
You're fading out there, bro. Did we lose you?
My bad, dude. My mic, like I said, I'm still working on my system, but... Am I all right now?
Yeah,
yeah,
you sound good
now.
Yep, you're good.
Okay, cool. But, yeah,
hey, Metal.
Dude, like...
Metal, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
17. I know.
Say he's younger.
I'm on here, but I got a lot of stuff, and this is pretty sick.
I have a co-host. He's
17. So, no, that's cool. But he's into metal. He's, you know, keeps him off the streets. Keeps him honest.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm 26 or nothing like that. I mean, proud I'm 17.
Right.
At least I'm not 40-something. No offense.
You know somebody 40's on here. Is he still here? A 40-year-old?
That was Steve, I think.
No, Steve dropped off.
Okay.
Well, once we got away from talking about Debbie Daly, Steve dropped off. He lost interest. One-Eyed Jew lost interest. You know, once it becomes not about them and their drama, they're gone.
That's when I leave, when they talk about that, because I don't know what's going on. Like I came in the chat room, everybody's talking about Debbie Daly. I'm like, who the fuck is she? Like she's a talk host. She's a host.
Yeah, you don't need to know. It's okay. Don't get mixed up with it, bro. Just all you need to know is that we're rocking here with Metal Talk Radio. And we're going to play some metal here in honor of him. And also in the honor of the birth of our Savior, our Lord, Jesus. This is Jesus Saves by Slayer. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Half hour to go here in the program. If you want to join us, it's the number that you just heard, 347-826-7667. Big ups to the chat room. Everybody hanging tight. A Monet, 28. Drac, guest 47, guest 58. Illuminati, Melinda. Melinda, sit tight, honey. I have your track coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Metal Talk Radio, Moxie, Ms. Ghost, Patriot, Greg, Sagittarian, Shellwig, Uncle Bobby, UPS driver, and your girl, Kelly. Thank you, folks, for sticking it out with me and rocking out with your cactus out as Uncle Bobby so gloriously pointed out there. If you want to join us, there's plenty of room here on the switchboard, the panel, the oval table, if you will. I want to remind everybody, once again, this is a Jew-free show. That's right. No Angry Jew is has graced the airwaves here on this program, nor did we grace the airwaves technically on the last program I had earlier today. So two for two. That's four straight hours of zero Jew. That's right. 100% Jew-free for you, the listener, right here on BTR. This is only going to last for another, at the best, another 2 months. And after that, it's just you and the Jew. There'll be no more shows like mine. People will hearken back to these days, like, remember the good old days? The Jew-free days. Vince in the Bay. I know. It's okay. I'm going to have to archive all these shows. And so I have proof that there was a time before the Jew. Pre-Jew, if you will. Anyways, Melinda, stick tight. Melinda, I hope you're loving this too. The non-Jew factor here, because this is what you wanted, isn't it? Really, this is what a lot of people wanted, was no Jew. Okay. So you know what that means, honey. You know, I've played your songs. I'm going to play another song right now for you, but the invitation, which has been extended many times and stays open and is reopened now by me, Melinda, it would be a pleasure and honor to have you call into the show. I know you're snoozing there in the chat room, but we got a half hour to go here, and it would be orgasmic to have you join me here on the airwaves. Anyways, I'm going to bring back my panel in a second, but before I do, I want to welcome another caller here from the 847. You're live on the air. What's going on?
This is Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Yeah.
How's it going, honey?
Really bad, actually.
Tell me about it. What's the matter?
Potentially, I might have been molested tonight, and I don't really know what to do about it.
Okay. Okay, first of all, are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm actually being really serious.
Okay. Do you want to go into detail, or because first of all, I'll tell you right now, I'm not a licensed professional in anything other than making love. And so I can't guarantee you that I'm going to be able to give you the best advice on what to do, but I can definitely listen to your story if you want to share it here on my show. I mean, you called into my show. If not, we can talk off air and I can help, try to help you out. But you did call into my show and raise your hand and everything, so I kind of feel like maybe you want to share it with everybody and get some feedback, maybe?
Yeah, no. Sorry, yeah.
What happened? What happened exactly? Tell me what you can tell me.
I was listening to your show earlier, and it doesn't sound like really fake or whatever, but it's actually really legitimate. My stepdad decided he wanted to molest me. I don't know. That sounds really stupid, but whatever.
So this is like a, what was he drinking?
Probably. It's the holidays.
Were you drinking?
Yeah.
Is this something that's happened in the past?
No, never actually. Never.
Hmm. Your stepdad.
Yeah.
So he just came on to you?
Yeah, he kissed me and touched my private parts.
Hmm.
Yeah, awkward.
Were you able to get away from him and everything was, and you're okay?
Yeah, I pretended I was very interested on the internet, so whatever. And I'm not, like, fucking around with you either, so I'm just really fucking weirded out right now.
All right, there's other females here that probably are way more capable of helping you out right now, and I'm going to put them on right now. One is Amy. Amy, you're back on.
Okay.
And also Moxie. And who else do I have on my panel here? Jesus, I'm sorry. I forgot. I lost track of everybody. Uncle Bobby. And one other person. So what do you guys think? Does anybody have any advice or?
Yeah, totally.
Like what?
How old is she?
I'm 22.
Don't let him get away with it, and confront him about it, and tell your mom. Let it be known. Don't keep it like to yourself. That's not going to do anything.
Like, that won't do anything.
The worst possible thing would not do anything.
Yeah, I'm going to agree on that one. I think you should. Actually, I wouldn't even confront him. I would go right to your mom and tell her what happened.
Yes, I don't think she'll really care.
Well, that's messed up, but that's not your fault.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you need to find somebody who does care and will listen. So.
Yeah. That's the fucked up part. No one really honestly cares or will listen. So,
how long has he been your stepdad?
Like 6 years.
Wow.
But this is honestly the first time he's ever done anything like this. So it was like a
really
big
shock. Where's your real dad?
I'm going to see him like another night or whatever, but I don't know. Obviously, it just happened tonight, so I'm, like, actually in a state of very shock right now.
So you just pretended to be interested in the internet, and he went away. Are you okay? Like, are you safe now? Can you lock your door?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he passed the fuck out or something.
Well, I would tell your mom whether she cares or not. That doesn't matter. You can always, you know, find somebody else to talk to about it. But I would definitely, you know, if it was my husband.
She's honestly not going to believe me, though. She's honestly not going to believe me.
Why wouldn't she believe you?
All the cops.
Yeah,
you
that's
can
the other option.
Say, like what, aren't the cops an option?
Me. Yeah, she's not going to believe me. It's just, matter of fact, will not believe me.
You can always file a police report.
I recommend to do that anyways in case it happens again.
At least you have a record. At least there's a record of it. And, if it happens again, you have a record of it happening in the past, and it only helps you.
Because if he gets away with it and you say nothing, I think he'll probably try it again.
Definitely.
Probably, to be honest, but I don't know.
Well, I think you ought to call him right now. Call the cops right now. File a report. Skip the mother step. If she's not going to believe you, the cops will believe you. Trust me.
Yeah, but I have a history of not really caring about being sexually molested, so...
It doesn't matter.
Do you
care about this?
What was that?
I said, do you want to be a victim? No.
I don't.
Stand up for yourself. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. Just really don't care after whatever.
You don't care. You don't care if he tries to take advantage of you again?
Well, yeah, no, like, I talked to my brother about it, and, like, I don't know. He's not going to...
Your brother? Well, what's he doing about it? Like, you would think he would be, like, beating his ass or something. Is he young? Your brother?
Yeah, he's, like, 20 or something.
Or something.
I don't know. I really don't know. It just sucks. It really sucks. Like, I never honestly saw this coming, so just kind of was a very big surprise.
Oh, man, at this point, I really wish we had Dr. Drew here.
Yeah, right? Well, we got to have our version on BTR, Dr. Drew, you know.
I know.
Like,
where's
that
Dr. Drew when you need him?
I know who would have really good advice.
Double D.
She would, actually. She would.
No, she'd be great right now.
Yeah.
It's too bad I'm not on speaking terms with her.
I mean, I would call the cops. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. If your mother's not going to believe you and your brother's not going to kick his ass, he's 20. That's old enough to kick somebody's ass.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. You're right on about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems too really violent, so...
Well, if you don't... Listen, here's the deal. If you don't call the cops now, tonight, or this morning, I don't know what time zone you're in, but if you don't call them, you're not ever going to. And if you...
That's
you know, and then it's... Right. So you have to do it now. You call them and file a report and go stay with a friend. Or go stay with your real dad.
I'm just, like, honestly in a state of shock right now. I never actually thought this would happen, so... I don't know.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't know where you live, but in some parts of the country, if you are, assaulted sexually, they will take you to a county hospital, and they usually have people on staff who can counsel you, and you can just talk to somebody about it, and it's all that it's free. It's on the taxpayer's dime.
Yeah.
That's how it is here in California. I don't know where you are, but I would assume most states would have a program, something along those lines.
Yeah, you can't keep it bottled up. Well, at least she's talking on the radio, but I mean, I'm worried that dude's going to be like, oh, I got away with it, and I'll do it again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And
next time he gets a little wine in him.
I usually like bottle this kind of stuff up, so it's all right, to be honest. It really is.
You don't sound all right.
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of in a state of shock, like I said, so I'm sorry for taking this out on other people or whatever.
No, it's great that you try to talk to somebody about it. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if it was me, if I would call into a radio show on Blog Talk and talk
exactly.
to about somebody about
kind
it.
Kind of awkward. Yeah, kind of
yeah,
awkward.
Yeah, but whatever. You're 21. You're a different
Thank
generation
you.
Than me. You're part of the, see, it's got to be a trip being deep kids growing up nowadays with, like, kids are growing up with the internet and smartphones and Twitter and Facebook, and like their lives are just everywhere. And I can see where someone of all places would want to go and just be anonymous on the air on BTR and just get something off their chest. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm the last show on the entire Blog Talk network that is qualified to help you out in your predicament. But but at least you're aware of it. You're putting it out there, and that and sometimes just externalizing something like that, even when you're still in a state of shock, and you're still, you know, like. When you wake up in the morning, it will be, I think it'll be a little more vivid, and you might have a better grasp on it and might be able to think a little more level-headed about the whole situation. And I think you should, if you really feel like he, you know, it sounds like he really went over the line and went out of bounds, and I think you should confront him in some way, shape, or form. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you should confront your mom. If you can't, don't feel comfortable doing that. You gotta put a red flag up somewhere. And I think at the very least, you should go to the cops and just file a police report. And it'll just be between you and him, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they'll even serve papers to him. You know, they might not even. I don't even know how that's going to work. I mean, you might be able to just file a report with them, and I don't know if they have to even contact him. Who knows? I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea. Like I said, this is disorderly conduct. We're about my show's about like fucking with the system, not trying to use the system to achieve justice.
I don't know. It's just, like I said, I had no idea what I'm doing, so whatever.
No, but it's cool, though. No, we should, if you want to talk off the show, offline, you feel free to call me, or if you want to instant message any of these ladies, they're all in the chat room. Sometimes just talking it out is the best thing, or I don't know.
Well, I can share something, real, you know,
yeah,
that I actually haven't talked about this in a long time. I had to file against somebody who molested me while I was asleep and tried to rape me. And basically, you can file the report, and in many cases, now this was not a family member. But in many cases, they won't notify the person. It's just there. But because it's a parent, and I don't know if you live there full-time or not, I don't know if that would change things. Now, if you decide to press charges, then obviously, you know, that person is notified. But in my case, they didn't even contact the person because I said I didn't want to press charges. I just wanted it on the record.
That's what I think. I think you should put it on the record. You know what I mean? That way it's on there. I mean, you don't have to press, like she just said, you don't have to press charges. But you put it on the record, that way if it gets out of hand, people know you reported it and you're not crazy. And you know what I mean? Like you can't hide it, cover his tracks. You know, because you don't know.
Awkward, though.
Well, yeah, it's awkward.
This is awkward.
Okay, sweetie, but listen. You have to get over the awkwardness and all of that, because
are you more concerned with, your well-being or his? Who are you looking out for, you or him?
Probably
you have to
mom,
let the
actually.
Other stuff go. No, you can't be thinking about your mom either. You come first in a situation like this. Because I dealt with abuse myself for 5 years. I'm not saying anything. And you become a very bitter person.
Yeah.
So you need to look out for you, okay?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Talk to your friends, too. I know you have a lot of friends. Your friends are really cool, and I know when they're not goofing off on BTR, they're real and they're supportive, and they'll help you out, too. And I'm sure there's got to be one or two of them that you can confide in and tell them, and, you know, maybe they'll give you some advice that will resonate with something that somebody told you here tonight, and you'll do something about it. You got to do something, you know? You can't just... That's just
honest,
inappropriate.
I'd rather just suppress it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't... It's not something you can really ignore. Especially if it shows signs of happening again. Like, one time might be excusable, but if this happens again, you've got to nip it in the bud. You know what I mean? You got to take care of it before it gets really bad.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Take care, Illuminati.
Nice, sweetie. That's some deep shit.
All right, we'll be back on Loveline. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Now I'm going, with that said, I'm going to go into, I apologize for the irony, but this is fulfilling a request for, okay, before I do this, I got to fulfill a request for Melinda. I want to thank Illuminati for calling in. That was very brave of you, sister, and I hope you work it out, because that's a fucked up scenario, and it's totally uncalled for, totally unacceptable, and I think you should call them on it in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Anywho, got a couple minutes to go here. Uncle Bobby, anything you want to tell us about? You got a show coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm doing them Mondays through Fridays at 10 in the morning. I know you're not a morning person, Vince, but I'm sure you'll get to my archives eventually. So I'll be doing one. The next one I do will be Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern time.
All right. You never know, man. Sometimes I'm up in the morning. If I am, I might get a wild hair up my butt and call in, or at least listen.
That'd be great. I appreciate it greatly, man.
All right.
You're golden.
Moxie. Yeah, you too, man. I can't wait to... I got to catch your show one of these times. Moxie, the Humor Institute, what's going on with that?
You're co-hosting it with me on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific.
That's right. You're correct. I was testing you. Congratulations, you passed.
Awesome.
Amy, what's going on with the Red Wings?
I don't even want to talk about it. We lost Pavel Datsyuk to a hand injury for 4 weeks, so we're screwed.
And 1-1-1. Who's on 1-1-1? I forgot. My bad.
Metal Talk. I'm not sure.
Oh, Metal Talk's still with us. That's right. Metal
Talk.
Yeah,
seriously, dude?
How could I forget about Metal Talk?
Okay.
But, you know, I wish there was a way. See, that's another feature that BTR could add to their crappy interface, is like some way I could, like, next to your name in the switchboard, I could just, like, write in some notes and just, like, write your name in there next to it, maybe, so I could look at it, your number, and call you by your name instead of 111? Because that's so, you know, and when you're
Jackie?
Fucking,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, the metal show. What, Metal Talk Radio. When is that next going to be on?
If I get bored, I might do it in like 5 o'clock. I'm not sure, but I don't know. Usually like 12, 1 o'clock.
5 o'clock, you mean in like a couple hours, 5 o'clock? Or like, what do
yeah.
you mean? All right. Well, I guess people should follow you on Blog Talk Radio so they can get an email alert and they'll know when you're on.
Go in the chat room. I'll click on it and I'll listen to you real quick.
All right.
You got one show.
Okay. All right. So that's it. I'm going into archive. If you guys want to stick around, great. If not, dude, it's been great. Melinda, you're only going to get a little snippet of this song. I'm sorry, girlfriend. Maybe another time we'll be able to play the whole thing. But actually, you know what? Maybe I'll. You know what, Melinda? We didn't have enough time for your song. I'm sorry. It's just not appropriate, especially considering the subject matter we just had. And I don't have time to play it for you. So come back tomorrow, Melinda, 10 p.m. Pacific, it's 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Disorderly Conduct, Vince in the Bay, your host, as per huge. We're going to go to overtime here with my panel, and I'm going to say sayonara to you live listeners. I don't know where the next party is. It's 1 a.m. Pacific. We got another, hour to party here on DTR. So, yeah, Merry Christmas, Callie. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank God that's done. And it's on to 2011. That's right. Wow, look at my chat room. Still blowing up. You guys are great. Everybody that's in there, A. Monet, Drac, Illuminati, Melinda, Metal Talk Radio, Moxie, Ms. Ghost, Patriot Greg, Sagittarian, Shellwig, Uncle Bobby, UPS driver, much love, keep the faith, and I'm going to take a quick little break here and be back with my panelists for a wrap-up. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting 100% Jew-free. That's right. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, Disorderly Conduct. We're in overtime. Vince in the Bay, and as per usual, I have lost contact with half of my switchboard, so I don't know who's left on the line. So, Amy, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Moxie, are you still there?
I sure am.
That's all that matters. Anybody else is gravy. That was a 100% Jew-free show, two in a row. What do you guys think?
I think it needs to happen more often.
Me too.
Is there anybody else?
Like
I was just messing around. I'm sorry. I can't see on my switchboard. Is anybody else?
Yeah,
on
I'm
the
here,
line.
Man. I'm here, brother.
Okay, Uncle Bobby's still here. Anybody else?
Metal Talk.
Metal Talk's still here too. All right, cool. Go ahead, Bobby. What you're gonna say?
I gotta
something?
Say, I just wanted to say that this, I nothing towards the girl or anything. Either way, even before her, but that did put a little spice and deepness to the show. But I just want to say that I think this was your best show ever, at least since I've been on here. I've only been on here since May, so you know, I know you've been on here a couple of years, or a year or so, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You've been on here longer.
Yeah, it was a solid show. It was a good one. That was done 100% Jew-free. And it was also, with the exception of Illuminati, the girl who called in at the end, it was almost flawless crew-free. Like, I had a solid listenership, and there was other than the Jew who was hanging around for the first hour. And it almost got on. That's the thing. These two shows that have been Jew-free, they were so close to having a Jew in it. It's amazing. You don't understand how hard it is to not put that guy on the show.
He was pissed.
So bad about
him. He was not
him.
Happy at all.
No.
Really? I'm open to my Skype. He usually would have, Skype chatted with me by now.
I think he might be mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope he does. I hope he does a show about me tomorrow.
That'd be so awesome.
Dude has a show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Well, he does one-off shows. Like, He trolls around at other people's shows and he causes a lot of trouble on other shows. He must terrorize at least 20 shows on BTR on a regular basis. And so he makes a name for himself, you know, calling into other shows, and then he'll work things up into a feverish pitch. And then he'll randomly do a show, and he'll focus on specific people. Like lately, it's been Debbie Daly, and it's usually like it's the usual suspects. It's like Debbie Daly, black conservative, the Skype assholes. It's the same cast of characters, And all this nonsense is bleeded over into all these other shows, and he comes on my show, and I like him. I like having him on, and like I said, it's hard to not have him on because I think he's entertaining. I think he's best endured in small doses, if that's possible. But it's kind of hard to do that with him because he just wants to keep going and going and going and going and going. And going.
Mm-hmm. I would say
he just doesn't
20,
know when to quit.
Yeah, 20 shows a day. I mean, he just takes over whoever's show he calls into. That's it. It's done.
Yeah, he does. And you're constantly having to be like, shut up, this is my show. Can I just talk for a freaking second? You know, like, who wants that? Like,
Okay, I get he has a lot to say about a lot, but he has his own shows.
Yeah, and he's teamed up with this Jane character, who apparently has got the inside scoop. She's like, you know, she's the Debbie Daly whistleblower. She's got all the inside scoop on Debbie Daly, and is just completely destroying Debbie Daly and her media empire.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Oh, a little. I've been having that all night too. Little hiccups, a little gas here and there from the meal. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep. That's what it was. It was a hiccup. Sorry.
It's okay. Oh man, yeah. No, thanks, Uncle Bobby. I appreciate the kind words. That was a good show. Hey, you know, I had Melinda in there the whole time. I had Amy in here. I had Moxie in here. You know, all is good. VMAC came through. Goofy came through. You know what I love, though, is the fact that we, I mean, until now, we really, you know, there wasn't really any scandalous Debbie Daly material. I don't know what she's going to do tomorrow when she does her show tomorrow and she recaps my show and how scandalous it was and how she was persecuted on here. I don't think she's going to have a lot for her highlight reel.
You know what?
That's what she does.
The sad thing is, Vince, you sort of misled Goofy.
I know. I know. I love it. I love it. I love that. I know. I didn't mislead. I kind of like nudged Goofy into the whole thing.
She said that Goofy was a good friend or something of the program.
You fired him up for nothing.
Next thing you know, expletives are flying out of his mouth.
I know. VMAC went, and then VMAC was like, "Oh, that's my homie," and VMAC went out on her. VMAC has probably never heard her show, probably never even heard her talk. Has like no idea who she is, and he's just like, "Oh, that bitch, Debbie Daly's a hoe. I'm gonna fucking pimp slap her.
Call her a whore."
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, man, you mess with the viper, you get the venom.
So tomorrow you're expected to be the topic of at least two shows, Debbie's and One Angry Jews.
Oh, I can only hope. I don't know, because who knows? I don't live in One Angry Jews' world. He might have, like, I might be like fifth or sixth on his, like, his list of people he's got a beef with, you know. I don't know if I'm show material, because he only does shows when he's like, he wants to take out certain people, like Black Conservative, Debbie Daly. I don't think he's going to take me out. He doesn't want to take me out. Everybody thinks he's me.
Your voices are deep, I think, both of yours.
I guess, but I
didn't think they were. I thought they sounded totally different.
Me
yeah,
too.
If you listen, I don't listen back to my shows often, but I've heard back a little bit, and I don't know. I definitely noticed the difference, but that's just me. Oh, but yeah, maybe she'll play VMAC. All of a sudden, she'll have a vendetta against VMAC.
Poor guy.
Oh my God, who's this VMAC? How dare he? How dare this VMAC?
He crucified me.
Yeah.
Oh.
How dare Vince let VMAC crucify me like this? And you know what? Poor Steve. She'll be like, she'll find some way to twist something Steve said when he called in today. How dare you didn't even stand up for me, Steve? Steve! And he'll just be like, he'll have his tail between his legs again on her show tomorrow for sure.
As long as she don't go after me, because I'll have a song done about her by friggin' the next day. Because,
that'd be so awesome.
You should do one anyways, man.
I'll go after her, Ben. I'll crank call her.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Metal?
Is it worth the money to buy the Pro?
Pro, are you talking about BTR?
Yeah, is it worth it?
Honestly, no. No.
And you're a pro, right?
No.
He's
no,
a pro,
no, no.
But he doesn't pay.
No, I'm like you. I have to decide whether I want to upgrade or not. And I'm right now I'm leaning towards not upgrading. I think I might. I'm debating. I have a week to determine this. I'm thinking about taking them up on their $29 per month with the first month free. Do that. Do the first month free. So at least extend my, you know, instead of being done on February 1st, be done on March 1st, I guess. You know, give myself a little more time, buy myself a little more time to figure out what I'm going to do. If BTR somehow miraculously becomes, you know, better in that extra month, hey, maybe I'll go up to $29. But we were talking on this show just earlier that I think it's worth about, at the most, $10 a month. Like, my initial reaction was, like, the best, I would say $5.99 a month. Right. But I would go to $10 at the maximum.
Yeah, it won't even let me, like, book a show, dude, because there's, like, stuff, I guess there's featured stuff all, like, if there's a whole day that's featured, like, you can't do anything. It won't let me schedule anything.
Yeah.
What did you do one? Because you're new, so you can't do one but one a day.
Well, no, dude, like, I've done this, like, I don't know, 5 months ago, but I picked it up just, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. Like, my stats are, like, crazy at the first, but now it's, like, I can't even book a show. I can only, like, do one a month.
Yikes. That sounds like the Auschwitz account.
You know what it might be, Metal?
What?
I think that if you're depending on what time you're trying to schedule a show, that might be considered peak hours. I don't even know what they are. Has anyone seen?
7 to 11,
what,
prime time.
Which time zone?
Dude, they won't let me schedule a show, or at least today. Part of the reason why I didn't do it as Vince in the Bay was they wouldn't let me schedule a show between 2 p.m. Well, 2 p.m. was the show that I could do, or I couldn't do a show until like 9 p.m.
It's because it's going by Eastern. It's for me. It's
yeah,
7 to
so
11
it's like
Eastern.
5, but I think it's more like 5 actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I know for me for prime time, but I mean I can do it now because I'm grandfathered in. But I know I didn't used to do one because that's what it said on there. It told me that prime time was 7 to 11. So I never used to do one. Then I found out you could do one.
I didn't even put any time in. I just, like, tried to go to the day, and it's, like, all the days are blocked. It won't even let me go today.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Crazy.
I want to talk to somebody who does the revenue sharing thing, to who's really, really popular, and see if it's worth, like, getting the upgrade to get the more listeners and get a better show so I can make some money back so I can put money into it. But, you know, so far I'm up to, like, $5. I've been doing this for, you know, they paid me for, like, 2 months. I got $5.
All right, we lost Moxie. Amy, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right. And Metal's still there?
Yep.
All right. So we lost Moxie, but this is what starts to happen, though, when you do the shows later at night. that's another thing you have to contend with. If you do it too late, really wacky things start happening with the switchboard. Like right now, for the overtime, I had, four callers to start with, and all it's shown is on my switchboard, it says waiting for host to call in, which the host is called in right now and on the air, or else we wouldn't be talking. And then it says the only caller I have on the air, according to this, is 111, which is metal. And it doesn't show any of you other guys on here at all. I think I can still play music, though. This was actually, I didn't want to play this earlier because Illuminati was, came on and it just wouldn't be appropriate. But I think enough time has passed and I could play it now. This is the song that Melinda wanted me to play. Ooh, I might not be able to play music either. That's another thing you got to worry about. Metal. Yeah, see, there it went. I tried to play a song, and it just totally destroyed my switchboard. Pretty soon, it's going to drop the whole call. If I start a show at 10 p.m. Pacific, my time, that would be 1 a.m. Eastern. If I do that, I can usually get through a whole two-hour show, plus almost all the overtime without anything going wrong. Anything later than that? Yes, 4:20 on the East Coast. Nice. It's been 4:20 all fucking day for me. Fuck. What was I speaking of? Which? What was I talking about?
You wanted to play a song.
Oh yeah, and my whole switchboard just fritzed out on me. So yeah, if you do a late show, be prepared for weird funkiness with your switchboard, and that's where it becomes really not worth it, because it's just not worth putting up with this shit. Like I lost control of my switchboard. I can't play music. I can't mute callers. Like what if I was busy and somebody called in and got in right before the end of my show, and they were on my switchboard, but I never unmuted them because I didn't see them there because I went away to get some water or something. And you come back and your switchboard's on the fritz, you can't get it back up, and that person can listen, but they can't talk. You can never unmute them. It's just shit like that that happens that will just drive you nuts.
I'm hoping on the fact that when I do these half-hour shows, and when they come February, I'm going to try to go over and see if it still does the archive thing. Because if it does, then I could still do an hour show, because I'm doing it one every day anyway. I don't really need that much time, Plus, yeah. Like right now, it's costing me right now. My fucking phone bill is going to go through the goddamn roof.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's on top. That's what you're paying on top of the service. You're paying the phone bill and everything. Like, you would think they'd find some way to get some revenue from that, from the phone calls.
You would think at least if you're going to pay, they would give you a toll-free number to call in, right? But I don't think they even do that.
Or something. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Nice, $6.
It's ridiculous.
For a month.
What's
wow. All right. Things are starting to get wacky. I got to sign off. I'm getting tired. I'm going to end the show. Thanks for coming out, guys. Appreciate it. I'll be back on tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Disorderly Conduct on Block Talk Radio. Have a pleasant evening, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Later.
Peace.